I'm Hayden Savage for ECNN. Time now for your latest news update. Today is Wednesday, May 18th. A man in the Izard County Detention Center faces additional charges of terroristic threatening. Court documents filed on Tuesday show on Sunday at nearly 10:45 p.m. a detention officer was preparing the booking process for an incoming inmate. While preparing, the officer saw a current inmate, 37-year-old William Malone, who had two blankets in his cell. Realizing that Malone was not in compliance with regular jail practices, the officer requested that Malone surrender the blanket to them. Upon requesting the surrender of the blanket, Malone initially refused to comply with the request. They then again instructed Malone to surrender the blanket, and Malone threw the blanket at the officer and began verbally assaulting them. During the verbal rant, Malone stated to the officer that his time in the Izard County Detention Center was temporary and implied that he would be out soon. When asked what Malone was insinuating, he explained that once he was free, he would find where the officer lived and harm them and their family. He continued to threaten the officer and their family with rape and death in detail. Malone also stated that he would sell illicit drugs to the officer's family and ruin their lives. Malone continued with the verbal threats for an extended time and only stopped once he was informed that the officer was no longer in the area. He is charged with felony first-degree terroristic threatening and misdemeanor disorderly conduct. His bond was set at $20,000 for that incident. A Mountain View, Missouri man has pleaded guilty in federal court to murdering his estranged wife during an argument where they met in a national park. 30-year-old Dylan Hanger pleaded guilty before U.S. District Judge Douglas Harpool on May 10th to one count of murder in the second degree. Hanger admitted that he had met his estranged wife, Brittany Gorman, at the Buck Hollow Access Area along the Jack's Fork River within the Ozark National Scenic Riverways in Texas County on May 20th, 2020. An argument between the couple ensued during which Hanger stabbed Gorman several times in the chest, causing her death. Under federal status, Hanger is subject to a sentence of up to life in federal prison without parole. The case is being prosecuted by Assistant U.S. Attorney Josephine Stalker. It was investigated by the Texas County Sheriff's Department, the National Park Service Investigative Services Branch, and the Missouri State Highway Patrol. A crash on Tuesday morning in Ripley County left a woman with injuries. Crash reports show a 2011 Chevrolet Silverado driven by 29-year-old Chanel Barnett of Donovan, Missouri, was traveling eastbound on US 160, 4 miles east of Donovan, when the Silverado struck a Ford tractor's tow unit driven by 61-year-old Rodney Hofner of Donovan. Barnett had minor injuries after the crash and was taken by ambulance to the Poplar Bluff Regional Medical Center for treatment. An afternoon crash in Howe County injured a man on Tuesday. Crash reports say a 2018 Honda CRF 250 driven by 74-year-old James Williamson of Willow Springs, Missouri, traveled southbound on County Road 5570, 2 miles west of Willow Springs, when the vehicle drove over a water-covered bridge and lost control. Williamson was seriously injured in the crash and was taken by air ambulance to the Cox South Medical Center in Springfield. A man was injured in a Texas County crash on late Tuesday evening. According to crash reports, a 2012 Toyota Prius driven by 20-year-old Jimmy Contizano was traveling eastbound on Highway H, 5 miles north of Kabul, when the vehicle traveled off the right side of the roadway, struck a sign, then a culvert. Contizano had minor injuries after the crash and was taken by private conveyance to the Texas County Memorial Hospital in Houston for treatment. At the West Plains High School graduation on Monday evening, Crockett Oaks was named the Distinguished Zizzer Alumnus. Oaks showed distinct character traits early on in his life, which propelled him toward a remarkable global career and a successful life. Oaks showed remarkable success with the Zizzer football team, eventually leading to a college scholarship offer. Later, Oaks was commissioned as a military officer, earned a bachelor's and two master's degrees, and sought an early career in law enforcement in Oklahoma. He later would serve as a distinguished special agent with the FBI for approximately 7 years, specializing in investigating complex white-collar matters. Oaks returned to Missouri as the state's probation and parole officer and was later appointed as chief investigator for the St. Louis Circuit Attorney's Office. Now Oaks is back home in West Plains, serving at the Missouri State University campus as director of business and support services. The school said Crockett Oaks is what it means to be a Zizzer and exemplifies the highest traits of Zizzer character. The Missouri Department of Transportation will begin road work in Shannon County next week. According to a release from MoDOT, Route 106 in Howe County will be reduced to one lane as crews perform bridge work. The bridge is over Jack's Fork River at Alley Springs, located approximately 6 miles west of Eminence. Weather permitting, work will take place on Tuesday, May 24th, and it will run through Monday, June 6th, from 6:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. daily as needed. For more information, contact the MoDOT Customer Service Center at 1-888-275-6636. The City of West Plains, as well as the City Council, held a meeting yesterday talking about code enforcement work going on in city limits. Code Officer Tracy Morris addressed the council on multiple properties throughout the city that had been considered, quote, nuisance properties that had been transformed into better-looking properties or are in the works. Officer Morris says the work might feel like it's slow right now, but the department is working.
The program is working. Like I said, during the COVID shutdown, I saw a huge difference in people not being notified. We're getting the work done, even though sometimes it seems like things aren't being done. We're working on it and we're chipping away at it.
The Code Enforcement Department led city council members on a tour throughout the city showing what had been done to some of those former nuisance properties. In a recent publishing by the Lincoln Report, Mammoth Spring is now a top-tier destination to visit in the state of Arkansas. Adam Davis is the assistant superintendent at the Mammoth Spring State Park, and he says the recent article is really exciting.
And this report is highlighting different areas of different states, and they list the best destinations in each state. Well, in Arkansas, the list just came out, and they listed the top four places to visit in the entire state of Arkansas. And so three of those were the Buffalo National River, Hot Springs National Park, and Pettigean State Park, all three big, well-known destinations in the state. But the fourth destination is Mammoth Spring State Park. So yes, Mammoth Spring State Park in our little town of Mammoth Spring rated as one of the top four destinations for tourists to come see in the entire state of Arkansas.
To view that article, visit our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. I'm Hayden Savage for ECNN. Get more news, sports, and weather on our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Streaming live on all your devices, including Amazon Alexa, Echo Dot, Google Smart Speakers, the ECNN News app, and more. We're everywhere. You need us. Don't forget to use caution when traveling through work zones on the highways and watch for workers. At ECNN, we care.